am your host, Busi Global, and you're listening to Keep Your Life on Track, a podcast where practical and actionable guidance is shared for the aspiring and current migrant, helping you navigate the process of pursuing your goals and thriving in a foreign land while taking care of yourself, with the underlying values to everything we do being trust, responsibility, accountability, collaboration, and kindness.
My name is Busi, a South African Canadian who moved to Canada in 2019. As someone who moved to Canada with her family, one of the questions we're often asked is about how easy it is to find and be able to comfortably pay for someone to clean your home. Coming from South Africa, a place where it is a lot easier to hire a live-in cleaner who can also be a cook for your family and a nanny if you have children, it is a lot easier to have a dedicated cleaner, cook, or nanny in South Africa when compared to Canada because of how prevalent and accepted it is for people to hire and pay someone well below minimum wage in South Africa. What one person won't accept from a salary perspective, there will likely be 10 plus more people who are willing to do more work for far less pay. I don't think this makes the exploitation of desperate people right, but for the most part, this is what I think makes it easier for people to hire cleaners, cooks, and nannies in their homes in South Africa as much as they are. There are people who pay legal wages that reflect the amount of work expected from someone they hire, but it's sadly not the norm. People families in South Africa hire to work in their homes often become an integral part of the family's daily lives. It is common for families to have someone taking care of cleaning, cooking, looking after children, and other domestic chores, all while being paid below minimum wage, which is currently 25 rands and 42 cents per hour. In Canada, the culture surrounding domestic help is different. Here, it is more common for families to manage household tasks independently or rely on professional cleaning services that adhere to labor laws and minimum wage requirements. The minimum wage in the province of Ontario in Canada is currently $15.50 per hour. Each province in Canada sets their own minimum wage, so I encourage you to look it up if you're wondering what it is in another province, other than the one I have mentioned, which is the province I live in here in Canada. If you're coming to Canada from a culture where hiring domestic help is normal practice, you may find it challenging to adapt to the social norms in your new environment and understand the reasons behind the differences. One of the primary reasons for the disparity in hiring between countries lies in the legal and ethical considerations. Canada has strong labor laws and regulations designed to protect workers and ensure fair wages. Paying someone below minimum wage is not only illegal, it is unethical as it exploits vulnerable workers and perpetuates a cycle of poverty. For many immigrants, the cost of professional cleaning services in Canada might be higher than what they were accustomed to paying in their home country. I have had a professional cleaning company charge $45 per hour for their service, which is not even comparable to what I have been charged in South Africa by a similar company I used to use every now and then while living in South Africa. What are your thoughts about hiring cooks, cleaners, or nannies for your home and children, especially when it comes to the wages portion of things? Let me know in the comment section. I personally grew up in a household where we cleaned our own home. Everyone in the house had to put in a hand to keep the home clean. And that's what I've largely followed in my adult life, but will use professional cleaning services every now and then. Because not much has changed in my lifestyle when it comes to keeping my home clean, it wasn't difficult to adjust to the way things are in Canada. If you plan to move to Canada but have become accustomed to having someone else handle all your cleaning on a daily basis in your home, budget appropriately and allocate a portion of your budget to professional cleaning services, factoring in the higher costs in Canada. You may also have to adapt and embrace a more DIY approach and attitude towards household chores, which can not only save money, but also foster a sense of independence and self-reliance. Hiring cleaners for your home in Canada as an immigrant can indeed be a challenge, especially when you're coming from a country where such services are more prevalent and accepted at lower wages. If you work to understand and embrace the Canadian culture, adhere to labor laws, and make adjustments to your lifestyle, you can navigate areas you find difficulties in and create a harmonious balance between your expectations and the cultural norms of your new home. Remember, embracing change and respecting the values of your host country is an essential part of the immigration journey.
Help yourself make more informed decisions. Subscribe to the podcast and keep your life on track with me, your host, Boosie Global. I'll see you on the next episode.